the IPC formally requests otherwise, at least in the interim, which is probably just, I think, at the latest tomorrow or until LA, at which point they can probably meet more formally.
Yeah, sure. We have some more people online?
Yes, Kato just joined.
Hello, Kato-san, how are you?
Very good, thank you very much, how are you?
Very well, very well. Recovering from the election exhaustion.
Are you? Well, I have another crisis, so.
Oh dear. A business one this time, I hope.
Yes.
Something quite hard. But, yeah, I don't mean to wish business crises on you, of course. Who else will be online?
Teresa Swinehart's joined.
Hi, Teresa.
I am just giving passcode to Ohota-san. He forgot it.
Okay. Echo, I think, was caused by YJ's call, Elizabeth, and so she's ringing in again.
Okay, I'm online and we have no echo.
No.
Okay, thank you.
Well, after this weekend in the U.S., for instance, we have the winter time or the back normal, you know, calendar. This makes some of us more difficult.
Well, I think we change here in Europe at the same time, I believe. Elizabeth, you change in France?
We change. I think that many country changes during the nine between Saturday and Sunday, and actually it is really good because with all this, you know, jet lag, we will need 1 hour more in Los Angeles to sleep.
That's true. I mean, it's from next week. If we do this conference call based in European and U.S. time, our friends in Asia do not have summer time, so they have to, you know, stay 1 hour later.
Oh dear.
Okay, we need to really look carefully on that, because I believe it is not correct to have always the bad time for Asia.
Yeah, you know, they are already 11 o'clock at 10 o'clock right now.
Yes.
They have to start at 11.
Yeah.
Well, we either have short or fewer telephone conferences and shorter ones.
Yeah, I hope.
I mean, it might be a better process to have shorter telephone conferences just to come together to see where we are on progress on work and try and encourage people to get little position papers together on topics and discuss them.
Hello, it's Richard joining.
Hello, Richard, how are you?
And Ted also.
Hi, Ted. Hi, Richard. Richard, you're here for Ken as well, I believe.
I guess I am.
Well, I think I saw an email to that effect.
Oh, that's right. I did see that. Thank you
and,
for reminding me.
YJ?
It's a very long day.
Yeah. Is YJ back again?
Yeah, I bet again, but I'm not sure if my line, making some problems of echo. Is it still echo?
No, it's fine now, YJ.
This is perfect.
Uh-huh. Yeah, thank you.
Is that Hirohata, did I hear? Hirohata, was that you?
No, I was just telling you that I got a message from Hota-san requesting me to provide him phone number and passcode. He could not find it, so I just did, and he got a message, I believe.
Okay. Excellent. All right, we are...
Somebody else joining?
Yeah, Patricio.
Hi, Patricio.
Hello.
Welcome. Did Nigel say he was going to be here, or did he send me an email or a proxy? I don't remember.
This is Don Talas joining the call, Dennis.
Hi, Don. Welcome.
Thank you very much.
I have on the call now myself, Patricio, Kato-san, Teresa Swinehart, Don Talas, YJ, who's also here, I believe, for Raul and Kathy, Richard, who's also here for Ken, Victoria Carrington for Jonathan, and Ted Shapiro, and Elizabeth.
Dennis, I'd like to let you know that I have approximately 45 minutes this morning. I have an NSI board meeting. I'm afraid I'm going to have to step out.
Sure.
Yes, Dennis, I may not be able to stay for the... This is Ted, sorry. I may not be able to stay for the entire time either. I have to catch a flight later on.
Well, if we could get through a quick project.
What I thought I'd do, Dennis, if you would... It's okay with you people, is I'd have somebody sitting by in case you have line problems with the call. On my line, just an assistant sitting by, and that way, if you have a line problem, they can reinitiate the control problems.
Right. Thank you, Don. Somebody joined?
Oh, that was Philip joining. Hello.
Hello, Philip. How are you?
Okay.
Okay, let's start. I think we have a quorum. Myself, Patricio, Philip Shepherd, Kettle-san, Teresa Swinehart, Don Talage, YJ, representing also Raoul and Kathy, Richard, Lindsay, representing Ken as well, Victoria Carrington for Jonathan, and Ted Shapiro and Elizabeth. Okay, the first item is the agenda, and we have an agenda from Elizabeth, and we also have an email from me suggesting there are some important issues. Do you all have the agenda that Elizabeth sent out in front of you?
Yes.
Yes. Now, that agenda was discussion and adoption of the agenda, minutes and matters arising, names council chair, general assembly chair, and the schedule of meetings in LA. Meeting procedures, the Berkman Center proposes as well. I suggested in my email, if I can find it, that some of the additional critical issues are, well, first of all, the formal ratification of the election, which I suppose we have to do formally, although we've agreed it over the email and Elizabeth has sent it off. Budget and finance issues. The agenda for the Names Council meeting, I think we need to have that clearly agreed before LA. The relationship between Names Council and the NSO elected board members, which is something that both Jonathan and Amadeo have raised and has been discussed. I think we should discuss the IDN, the individual domain names holders constituency, if people want to, the role of the General Assembly, and then the whole question of administration support, which was an item of discussion on the General Assembly. But I need advice on which topics people want to take and in what order.
Tom Dennis, this is Teresa. If I could suggest that we focus in on what we need to get prepared for Los Angeles to get the full participation of everybody who can only be on part of the call.
I think that's right.
Proceed with anything else that perhaps identify some things that we could discuss on the email list and then reach conclusion either in LA or at the next call.
Okay. That seems
Dennis?
Yeah.
I would agree with that. Except that we might want to do right off the bat the formal ratification, get that out of the way.
Yes, I would think we should. So, first item is ratification. That won't take us a moment. Second item, Teresa, can you guide me? What things should we give priority in relation to LAV?
I think the Names Council Chair, the General Assembly Chair, the schedule of the meetings in LA. Of meeting procedures. Be the first few things on the call, and then the things that you had raised that we begin that right after we get everything for LA settled.
Of those, Teresa, I think the agenda for the Names Council meeting is probably the kind of important.
Yes, I agree. I think the agenda for the Names Council, and I think we do need to go through the selection of the chairs for both the General Assembly and the Names Council. The other scheduled meetings in LA, I think everybody's seen those, so we can, you know, go over that.
Yeah.
But we want to come into Los Angeles very organized. We don't want to repeat of Santiago. So.
Indeed.
And I would actually have one thing to add then to your list of administrative matters. The General Assembly and Names Council.
Sorry, you cut out there for a moment, Teresa. Could you repeat?
We have, once we get to the discussion of administrative secretariat issues with regards to the General Assembly and Names Council, I just want to put onto the agenda that we need to establish some sort of procedures for unacceptable behavior on the General Assembly listserv.
Okay.
To have a policy in place. So that's under another area, but further down the agenda.
Okay.
And also, Dennis, sorry,
yes.
Victoria, I believe Michael Pelage of Working Group B wanted to address the issue. In his particular case, Jonathan was co-chair of Working Group B, which obviously he cannot continue in that capacity.
Right.
So there's a whole issue facing the working group as to, in the interim, should a new Names Council member just be appointed, and the whole working group is totally against that idea. So if there's just some, like a 5-minute consideration of that issue, if
okay.
the Names Council could come up with some reason.
Okay. So let me propose that we take the following six items and then revisit the agenda. The formal ratification of the election, the chair of the Names Council for LA, the General Assembly chair for LA, the schedule of meetings in LA, the agenda for the Names Council meeting in LA, and meeting procedures for LA. Is that acceptable?
This is Jonathan Zittrin. I just joined the call.
Jonathan, hi. Well,
hi there. In my own selfish interest, just knowing when to be able to be here to do my 1 or 2 minutes, if that's absolutely last, wow, what time should I expect to rejoin the call? I've got a zillion things to do today.
I would guess in about half an hour.
Oh, that's it. Okay. Wow. All right.
Well, we have other things we should do after that, after meeting procedures, but those are the top six things we want to try and deal with.
Great. I will rejoin the call at 9:45 a.m. Eastern Time.
Okay. We'll try and keep to that schedule.
Thanks very much.
Thanks, Jonathan. Okay. Ratification. I need a proposer and a seconder.
This is Teresa. I propose we ratify the election results.
Second. Ted.
Ted, second. Any objections? I suppose we should take a roll call of those present here. Dennis Jennings, I agree. Patricio?
I agree.
Philip?
I agree.
Keto?
I agree.
Teresa?
I agree.
Don?
I can't vote, but I think you have an email from Chuck Combs who did vote, and he agreed.
YJ?
Agree.
Richard?
I agree, and Ken agrees, too.
Thank you. Victoria?
Agree.
Ted?
Agree.
Okay.
Hello. Hiro Hota is here, and I agree.
Oh, Hiro. How are you? Welcome. Excellent. Okay, so unanimous among those present in the telephone conference, plus Chuck Combs had sent an email. That deals with that, I believe. Everybody happy with that? Okay. Second item, chair for the Names Council for LA. Teresa, you wanted to give priority to this. Will you lead off here?
We had initially identified Jonathan Cohen to do the chairing for Los Angeles that had been discussed quite a while back. With Jonathan being elected now to the ICANN board, I think it's the first choice really goes to the IPC, whether they would like to have somebody else from their constituency chairing. And after that, we can discuss whether there's other options. This goes back to the policy that we've been following about having rotating chairs to different constituencies. And so this falls within that rotation process. So it's really up to the IPC, at least from my understanding from emails, whether they would like to chair the LA meeting and have somebody replace Jonathan in that role.
That would be fine by me. Just a formal question, Teresa. What do the bylaws actually say when we become the permanent Names Council about the chair, if anything?
To be honest, I don't recall what they say. I know that we had discussed during the interim board process that in order to have equal balance within the Names Council and the constituencies, that many people favored a rotation chair process. And I think that I feel that we should proceed that way and continue in that direction, but identify a time frame and the order by which constituencies then are rotated.
Okay.
Well, that's a formality, different level that I would like to propose that we follow. But in the meantime, with Jonathan and IPC being up for chair.
Hello. Teresa? Teresa?
Hello.
Teresa disappeared.
Jeez.
Oops. Hello.
Hello.
Teresa?
Yeah?
You disappeared.
I did.
Yeah, you did. You went beep, 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 and disappeared for the last 30 seconds.
Oh, dear. Okay. I guess my suggestion was that we look at this twofold, one for Los Angeles, and then revisit the policy we've been following so far on having the rotating chairs.
perfectly reasonable. I think we should then put that as an item on the agenda for LA.
Mm-hmm.
And perhaps we could ask Elizabeth to check what the bylaws actually say. And Teresa, would you like to bring forward a one-page doc proposal for the meeting in LA that we can consider?
Sure. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Any comments?
As I understand it, what we're doing now is we're just going to see if we can agree on the chairman for LA, and then the more general idea of how long a chairman should last for and all that sort of thing we'll discuss in LA. Is that where we are?
That's exactly where we are, okay. Yes. And my suggestion was that, Teresa would bring a paper to the LA meeting and it would be on the agenda for the LA meeting.
That's perfect for me.
Any other comments?
This is Richard. Ted, Carolyn, do you think you're going to volunteer to do that then?
Well, Carolyn, are you going to LA?
Caroline's not here yet. Ted, I think we would volunteer.
We would certainly like to, take our chance, take our turn, and not let that go by. So I will volunteer in the absence of any other ITC member.
Okay.
Okay. Right.
Any objections? Are we agreed?
Yes, I agree. I think that's reasonable.
Let me just run through the people here. I agree, Patricio.
Agree.
Philip.
I agree.
Kato.
Agree.
Teresa agrees. Don.
Yes.
Hirohata.
Agree.
YJ.
Yes, agree.
Richard.
I agree. Ken agrees.
Victoria.
Agree.
Ted.
I agree, subject to, of course, speaking with Caroline. It'll be either Caroline or I.
Okay. That's fine. That's fine as far as I'm concerned. Okay, I think that deals with that. So we've agreed that, Ted, you will chair the Names Council meeting in L.A., that we will put on the agenda the chairing of the Names Council, that we'll ask Elizabeth to review the bylaws, and there'll be a proposal from Teresa on this topic for discussion at L.A. Okay? Right. Teresa, again, you gave priority to the General Assembly Chair. Can I ask you to lead the discussion on this?
Sure. I guess we need to identify who's going to be chairing the General Assembly for the Los Angeles session. And I know that one suggestion was to have Nikolaynark continue from Los Angeles to do that. And I believe I saw on some of the lists the suggestion of having the elected DNSO candidates to sit in on that meeting and either, I don't think it was co-chair, but I think participate with the assistance. So I guess the question is really, do we identify somebody else to co-chair, or do we retap Nick Kleinard to do the chairing for the Los Angeles meeting if he accepts that role?
If I may respond. Yes, Philip, yeah.
Yeah, I've just been scanning the bylaws as we spoke. I couldn't find anything actually about our own chair, but anyway, we've sorted that out. There was a very clear statement, though, in terms of the NC should elect the chairman of the GA annually, and that's all it says. No comment about a co-chair. A suggestion that it's a chairman for a year, though, rather than a session.
May I make the suggestion that Lee's name has been mentioned on the list, and what I think we should do is take an ad hoc approach for the LA meeting and ask Lee to chair it, but put this on the agenda of the Names Council at LA, and in the light of the bylaws, perhaps someone could bring forward a short proposal as to how we will address the question of electing the chair of the General Assembly for a year.
Dennis, this is Richard.
Yes, Richard.
I think there's the obvious question might be, what is the GA going to play a role in themselves? And, for example, do we want to have nominations from the GA and then the Names Council votes on with a simple election, majority for the GA chair? And I hope it doesn't become real complicated. And I don't know if there's any way around this, but does anyone else have any opinions about that?
This is Teresa. I actually agree with what Richard's saying, that how we, the Names Council does have the role, yes, to elect the chair then for the one-year term, but we need to get the active involvement of the GA in that, whether it's through a nomination procedure and then the Names Council selects, or the Names Council identifies candidates that it understands the General Assembly might agree with. I'm not sure of the exact procedure, but I think we do need to involve the General Assembly in this process.
Could we actually put it on the request that it be put on the General Assembly meeting, and that they form some sort of task force and come up with a proposal, rather than the Names Council come up with a proposal?
That would be a pretty good idea. I mean, if we're agreed, sorry, this is Ted, if we're agreed that this is really something that's more down to them, and also to avoid them criticizing us for imposing someone on them, if we were to, I don't want to say pass the buck, but give them more of a role, in, as Dennis is suggesting, that might really please a lot of different people.
Patricio?
Yes, Patricio.
Yeah, I agree, but I would avoid speaking about them and us. It is we that are the General Assembly. We all.
Yes, I'm sorry.
Yeah, but I understood that, and I agree. I believe that this chairman that we, according to the Bible, have to select, has he's more than, or he or she is more than just the person who chairs the physical meeting. I believe this person should be involved in the running of the GA list throughout the year of his or her term.
Okay.
Understanding as well.
Yes, Philippe, I think that's right. I think this is a serious role with a degree of responsibility, and I certainly like the suggestion that nomination should come via the General Assembly. That allows next to the General Assembly to contribute to the nomination process.
Any other comments?
Elizabeth?
Yes, Elizabeth.
I remember that last time when we discussed about General Assembly chairing, I don't see my text, we got some advice from Joe Sims on that, and I believe I put it written in some minutes, I don't remember. If I found the message, I will forward it to you. Thank you.
Let me go through the participants on the call. Kato, do you have a comment?
Yeah, I do. Hello, Kato. I think since we are NC is a part of the General Assembly, I am still trying to find out the role of NC versus General Assembly. But if this Names Council is a kind of group of people who can give some advice representing all the NSO. Prohibits us to give some suggestion on the procedures, and I agree that we should go that process through General Assembly, because that is the function of the chair we are talking about. But still, as a group, I think we can suggest some process for the selection, as well as if we have some good name for the General Assembly, we can do that. And again, we are part of the General Assembly, and I think we are a significant part of the General Assembly.
Don here. Don, yes.
Yes, I agree with a lot of what's been said here on this issue. It's part of it is, I think there's some significant confusion, or at least lack of clarity in the differences between the Name Council and the General Assembly operations. And I think that one of the things we need to keep in mind is that we wear two hats. We wear hats as Name Council members, but when we're in the General Assembly meeting, we're General Assembly members of the DNSO. So I think the question for me is, if we wanted the General Assembly to play a role, it seems that the right role for the General Assembly to play, just a suggestion, would be to perhaps use its forum to nominate candidates. And the question I have is it in the bylaws that the Names Council actually elects the General Assembly chair. Is that what it says?
Yes, it is.
Well, then it seems to me that if the Names Council and we could, as members of the Names, if the General Assembly and we could, as members of the General Assembly, in the General Assembly forum, nominate a slate of candidates, then the Names Council could act on those candidates in its bylaw capacity, select among the nominees.
Okay. Hirohata? Hirohata, do you want to comment? YJ?
Actually, I'm a little bit confused by, like, some comments. Basically, I really like, you know, people kind of, should nominate between, General Assembly members instead of, like, Names Council members, because, I'm not sure, like, when we went through, like, the board election before, Joseph kind of commented this was not election, it was, like, selection, right? Probably in the bylaws, they might state, like, election instead of, selection, I guess. So this time might be the same situation. So even though, like, bylaw says, like, Names Council are going to elect the GA chair, but probably it should be done, like, you know, nomination among, like, General Assembly members and the selection by Names Council members. That would be desirable. Well, that's what I think.
Okay, thank you, YJ. Anybody else want to comment?
This is Richard. I think one thing we may want to do, though, is to specify what the GA chair is expected to do. As opposed to, we're going to elect somebody and then tell them what to do later. We may want to try and discuss that in LA as well. And I think maybe we could request that the GA put that on their agenda. And the GA, I guess, is coming up with their own agenda, from what I can tell from the mailing list, which seems probably confusing. But.
Well, the GA is a bit disconnected at the moment, and that's one of the things that we're going to have to address, I think, over time.
Yeah. Patricia?
Yes, Patricia.
Yeah, well, when defining the duties of the GA chair, I would try to not put so much importance in the physical meetings and this annual physical meeting, because one of the characteristics of our organization, and it is a global one, and it's really very, very few people who can afford to travel and be there for the physical meeting. So we should try to make more use and make it sure that it's more important that the communication that happens all the time through the mailing list than what happens at the actual physical meeting next week in LA.
Okay. I agree with that, and I think that we're actually getting into procedures of meetings now where we need the Berkman Center people, both for the Names Council and for the General Assembly. Let's just come back to the chair. It seems to me that there's tacit agreement that we should ask me to chair this meeting. We should at least have the General Assembly discuss this whole business and make nominations, perhaps according to some process they'll devise, and that we should select, in some process that we will have to devise, the chair of the General Assembly for the coming year. Now, who's willing to do some work on this? Because there's a lot of things to be devised here. Don't all rush.
Dennis, Don here?
Yes, Don.
I think that's a very reasonable proposal, and I think it moves the board ball forward.
Okay. So just to recap, we're going to ask me to chair this General Assembly. We're going to ask the General Assembly to come up with some nomination procedure and make the nominations. Are we going to ask them to do that at this LA meeting, or between now and the next meeting? Or are we going to put a schedule on it?
Yeah, I mean, excuse me, Dennis, Ted, I think we need to, I don't think that they can do it in the physical General Assembly that will be held in LA. They're going to need some time. Those meetings tend to be just a little bit more raucous, if you will.
So why don't we...
Sorry,
yes, Philip?
Yeah. It may be useful if we alert the General Assembly that perhaps a nomination procedure should open during that meeting, and then extend for a week or so afterwards, or whatever is reasonable.
That might be a good way of doing it. If they have a bit of advance notice, they will be able to achieve more at the physical GA.
Okay, so just to recap, we're going to ask me to chair, we're going to ask the General Assembly, and we're going to send them an email now, perhaps Elizabeth will do that, inviting them to discuss the nomination process at LA and to come up with nominees by the 1st of December?
In LA, I am nodding and come with...
Nominations by the 1st of December?
Nomination by December. Just a question, a practical question. Shall I proceed with nomination in the similar way we had with the election? I mean, I will be the contact point, they will send a nomination, and I will do it in a similar way, or like I did for the last elections.
Let's actually discuss that. Philip, you wanted to come in?
No, I was only saying that the 1st December sounded fine. If we want to go on and discuss Elizabeth's question,
yes.
My view there, I think, would be, yes, why not a similar procedure, not necessarily the same community voting structure, but any one post may be a simpler process anyway.
I'm just a little reluctant to have Elizabeth undertake this burden because I don't think that level of effort is appreciated, and maybe we should invite the General Assembly to consider how they will do the nomination mechanism.
The General Assembly at the moment is a list. Mm-hmm. It's, and that's it, yes?
Yes, but it has to begin to self-organize around
yes.
tasks.
Yes.
And this is the first
right.
task we're asking them to self-organize around.
This is Teresa, if I can...
I
agree that they need to start to self-organize. Past efforts to do that have ended in various scenarios that I think we're all aware of, and so I think it'd be very good to put this challenge, especially given that there are some strong views in the General Assembly about the chairing and the assigning of chairs. I think one suggestion is that, you know, they're asked to come up with a proposal on the nomination and process for the Names Council to do the election of the General Assembly Chair within a very short time period, let's say 2 weeks.
Right.
And that the Names Council will then review the process or procedure for the nomination and give its input to it. And in that same context, we could suggest that they look at the nomination process that was used for the ICAM board members and see if a proposal is reached.
Exactly. That's exactly what I was hinting at.
So I agree that, you know, let's see if they can do it. And I agree we shouldn't use the us they factor because we are them.
but it's difficult to speak about us and us in the same sentence. So.
Right, but I'm going to wear my two hats here in the me's of the world or whatever it is. It doesn't matter. Anyway, I think I'd like to suggest that, agree with what you're saying. Give a short time frame, ask that proposals come up with. Following the proposal, there would be a two-week nomination period exactly as it was done. You know, short time frames for each thing, and then elections would take place by the Names Council.
By the Names Council at its next meeting.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
And given that it's a year term, we may want to set the time frame that by January 1st, you know, we have somebody in place.
Yeah. So the proposal after the discussion is that be asked to chair, that the General Assembly, we the General Assembly, be asked to come up with some process for nominating chairs for the General Assembly for the coming year 2000, that we ask for that process to be submitted to the Names Council 2 weeks after LA, whatever date that is, the 20th of November or some date like that, that the Names Council will review and provide some input, and that we'll agree a date for nominations, and at the which will be a two-week period. And after that two-week period, at its next teleconference or meeting, the Names Council will select or elect from those nominations in time for the 1st of January. Do I summarize reasonably?
Yeah, that sounds like what we were talking about.
Okay.
I would say that with the voting, even though it may place an additional burden on Elizabeth, and this is if she's willing to do this, we should give the election process the same sense of, I don't know, procedure of voting with the ballots and sending it in as we did the ICANN board members. I think that would increase the level of seriousness that we put on the election for the GA representative there, or
then,
chair.
Then we will have to devise a selection or election mechanism. And if we have 30 candidates, I don't think we want to do it by telephone conference and convention that we did before.
Maybe we could ask them to narrow it down to 5 or 10.
That's a good idea. To come with a short list of 5 candidates.
Yeah, so that already the General Assembly itself is, you know, doing a little bit of the voting itself, or not the voting, but of the selection itself.
Selection. So, process from General Assembly by Friday the 19th of November. Input back from the Names Council by, let us say, December the 3rd. Nominations close by, let us say, December the 17th. An election takes place on Saturday the 25th.
Well, from a point of view, I will be on vacation on December 24 and 25.
Sure. Monday the 20th.
Jeez. Elizabeth, of course.
I will try to, December 24 and 25 is usually holiday. Well, in that part of Europe.
Not in that one.
Okay, merci then.
So, I mean, if you just look at the calendar, 2 weeks for the process brings us to Friday the 19th of November, 2 weeks for the consideration and input from the Names Council is Friday the 3rd, and 2 weeks for the nominations is Friday the 17th, and immediately after Monday the 20th is the election. And we only just barely get it done in time for the 1st of January.
Okay, well, how about if we put the review by the Names Council not for 2 weeks, but maybe one?
I think that's what we should do, yes.
Because otherwise we're going to run into, it's not going to be only Elizabeth, of course, it's going to be each and every one of us is going to have crazy schedules around that time of year, and we're going to run into problems.
Yeah, I mean, I'm out of pocket starting on the 24th as well, so.
Okay, so just to recap, process from the General Assembly by Friday the 19th, review by the Names Council by Friday the 26th, nominations by Friday the 10th, and elections completed by Friday the 17th. All right?
Okay, better.
Any objections to that now before we move ahead?
I think it's just fine. My only slight concern is our idea of asking them for a shortlist. I can see the attractions from the point of view of the Names Council. To the point of view of the election process, what we're suggesting is almost a two-tier system, aren't we? Because if the General Assembly is self-organizing to shortlist, it may itself be holding an election, and then we have an election based on their candidates. And I wonder if that is an overly cumbersome mechanism for what we want to achieve.
Well, I think that we're asking them to come up for the process, and we, as the names, as the General Assembly, can discuss in General Assembly whether there is a pre-election or a shortlist, whether it's practical.
Chris, I had one suggestion on this. With the ICANN board members, we had a requirement that there were 10 endorsements or whatever we called it. Maybe that one of the conditions we do put is that there is a certain amount of support within the General Assembly for it. I don't know how many members are on the list now, but that we identify a certain number. So at least there's already a determination that within the General Assembly there's at least some support. And maybe that would avoid this two-tiered issue that Philip's referring to.
I agree with you. That's a very good idea. However, I have a tough time contemplating that there will be a long list of willing victims.
Yeah, I know.
Yes, indeed. Okay, well, I think that deals with that. Jonathan will be back in a minute to talk about his stuff. The next item on our agenda was the schedule of meetings in L.A., which has been published. Are there any questions on it? Teresa, you had this one as a priority.
No. It was just on the list of things we're covering today.
Okay. Is there any doubt in anybody's mind?
Dennis, could I just confirm that the Names Council meeting is on Tuesday, November 2nd at 1 o'clock?
That is my understanding, yes.
And the General Assembly is in the morning?
That's my understanding.
Okay. No, I mean, I just wanted to make double sure.
But if so I presume the a more detailed agenda is now available, which I haven't accessed yet. Is that correct?
Yeah, I mean, I printed this thing off the website. I just want to make sure that was everybody's understanding.
Okay, fine.
Okay, so unless there are any questions, I think that deals with that. The key next item, I heard someone join. Is that Jonathan?
Yeah, Jonathan Zittrin just joined.
Jonathan, how are you?
Okay.
Only okay.
Oh, hell.
That's not good enough. we're an up council here. We don't allow just okay.
Oh, well. I'll try to find the
center of Boston.
Yeah. It's actually beautiful. Crisp fall day.
Excellent. Jonathan, we got through four of our five items. The fifth one was the agenda for the Names Council in L.A. And you want to talk about meeting procedures, presumably.
Right.
Well, if it's all right with the rest of the Names Council, let's ask Jonathan to update us on the meeting procedures issue. Is that okay? Okay, Jonathan?
So I hope everybody has gotten an email with a draft produced by the students here with help from others around here on suggested procedures. Is there anybody that hasn't gotten that? Okay.
I've received it. I haven't read it yet, I'm afraid.
Yes, I'm not surprised to hear that. So I thought actually the best way to proceed might be first to ask the students to release their draft publicly on the usual list so everybody can see what's been done. Realize, of course, it's in draft form and the council may wish to adapt it or not even use it at all, and certainly no feelings will be hurt if that's the case. It does contain a number of ideas that may well be helpful for the conduct of the meeting in L.A. Thinking the best way maybe to internalize it was certainly to make students and us available to help refine it as people react to it, because it's somewhat based on discussions with each of you. I don't know if you can still hear me. I think I'm fading out.
No, you're still there.
Oh, okay. I know it's somewhat based on discussions with each of you, but there's clearly more room for improvement. And as soon as a chair is selected, I don't know if that has been done already in this call, but if a chair is selected for LA, perhaps that person and anyone else who'd be interested in really working through this slide by slide could work with us leading up to the meeting, perhaps even during the day Monday, and see what we've got and see if he or she wants to try to adapt it and just help everybody else through if they haven't had a chance to read the stuff.
Right. So these are the procedures for the Names Council?
Correct. These are procedures for the in-person Names Council meetings.
Right.
Now, we have decided on the chair, and it's most likely Ted Shapiro, although possibly Ted and Caroline will fight over it.
Okay.
And possibly Caroline will win, but Ted, how do you react to that proposal?
Yeah, that sounds good. I have only just printed out the procedures. I haven't had a chance to look at the slides, and I'm going to be out at the office until L.A. So that would be fine to do something on Monday, because I was just about to ask the question, are we planning on using these procedures for the meeting? I definitely agree that given our experience with the last meeting, we need to be a little bit clearer on how we will run the meeting. And if we could perhaps get together on Monday or Sunday night after your workshop or something like that, perhaps Monday would be better.
Yeah, Monday is actually a fairly loose day on the whole scope of things. So maybe what we could do is actually state a time and, you know, find a room. I have a feeling it won't be packed to the gills with people to make it available, and then work it through and talk it through sometime Monday and see what you want to do with it.
This is Teresa. I think that's a great idea. Could we do it maybe Monday morning? Because we, at least the business constituency, has a meeting in the afternoon, at least whenever many of the names council people would be available.
I think the only time I'm tied down is Monday at 11 for something, so I'd be happy to do it earlier.
Yeah, because I'd really like to get the input of a lot of the names council people, if possible, since there were many issues raised in Santiago that maybe this was going to help resolve.
Well, I would suggest also that in the interim, people look at the procedures and try and send in comments that we can then take on board as we go through on that Monday.
That sounds great. And just by way of a quick roadmap to the documents, you'll see that they comprise PowerPoint slides, which have, or though maybe they've been HTML-ified for you by now. It's either an HTML document, or if it's not, it's PowerPoint slides that have notes attached to each slide. So you have to ask PowerPoint to print the notes for you, or you miss half the story. And there's also a Word document that, again, may have been HTML-ified, that is a little bit of a narrative that sort of walks you through the bird's eye view.
Right. Yeah, that's what I'm concerned about, is getting something that I can carry with me over the next few days to look at.
You have to realize telling students that you actually want it to be short is against everything they've learned in school. But they have insisted on that, and they've largely delivered.
Okay, so you're suggesting the best way to print out the PowerPoint presentation is how?
There's a view that has the slide at the top of a portrait page and some notes at the bottom. And you'll see that if you ask for that view, there's some icon that corresponds to it.
The slide with the comments on the left.
Oh, maybe that you've got, you know, version 2.8 or something, and that's how it does it. But there should be a sizable number, a couple graphs on each paragraphs, that is, on each slide that correspond to the slide.
Ted, Mr. Richard, if you go down to the middle part of the document, there's a link to a PowerPoint presentation, which is HTML5, but it maintains all of the PowerPoint.
I'm actually in the PowerPoint. Well, I'm in the slides.html, having double-clicked on the PowerPoint presentation.
Okay, well, Jonathan, the key issue here is that don't just print the slides, print the notes with the slides.
Exactly.
Okay. Now, on Monday, the constituencies are meeting variously in the morning or in the afternoon. The agenda for on the Monday morning. So it's possible that not all of the Names Council members will be able to attend whatever time you schedule it on the Monday.
Yeah, I'm a little bit confused because on the schedule, sorry, this is Ted again, the IPC is scheduled for meeting in both the afternoon and the morning.
There's a lot of confusion about those schedules, that they're wrong.
Yeah.
Andrew was asking if we could update those.
Sure.
They put by default morning and afternoon meetings.
Yeah.
They're asking, they would like to have each constituency tell them exactly when they are. They just reserve the rooms, basically. That's all they are.
And Dennis, maybe you want to collect that information and get it to Andrew as a council member. Or Elizabeth or somebody.
Yes, well, quickly let's run through it. CCGLDs, Monday, IANA meeting in the morning, constituency meeting in the afternoon. Business community?
We're 1:30 to...
Nick in, and he's going to give a...
Yep, here I am.
Okay,
here you go.
Registrars, Richard?
We're meeting, I believe, from 3 to 7, because we have late entries there.
IP constituency? Victoria, Ted?
Sorry, I don't have access to my email right now.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I think that we're having a conference call tomorrow. Is that right?
Yes, we are at that, actually. 10 o'clock.
So I don't know what the decision is yet.
Yeah.
So certainly on this quick run through, the morning sounds like the better time.
The morning would work better if we're gonna need to meet with Jonathan in the afternoon. Victoria, if you could convey that tomorrow, I won't be able to be on the call. I'm in a conference at Helsinki.
Okay.
So you telling them that it's our chance that we've assumed the responsibility to chair the meeting, and therefore we have to meet in the afternoon in order to work out the procedural details.
Okay.
Hi, Ben Edelman here, just to tell you how to print that.
No.
Yes, John Wilbanks just catched me in. I'm putting in a link to the raw PowerPoint file right now. It'll be there within the next 30 seconds. And you'll be able to choose BioPrint, and be sure to choose, depending on your version of PowerPoint, 95, 97, or 2000, there will be an option about printing the note version, printing the handout version that includes slide notes, something like that will give you the commentary on each slide.
Thank you very much indeed. Good.
Sure.
Calling it today.
Jonathan, what time suits you best on the Monday?
On the Monday, the best times for me would be either, say, 9 o'clock or 9:30 in the morning, which gives us plenty of time before I've got to do this 11 o'clock commitment, or noon, which may sandwich comfortably between the morning and afternoon meetings so people could at least get a piece of it. So noon would also work for me.
What about noon, folks?
Noon would be okay, and if it needs to, I mean, it may take a while, I don't know. If it does have to continue, then we'll be all right, at least. But at least people will have been able to come in and maybe make some of their views heard.
So why don't we tentatively plan on noon Monday?
Okay, Jonathan, that sounds good to me. Patricio? Patricio? Philip?
Yes, that sounds okay. You were in Kato and I'd love to remain, but I'm sure we can change.
Kato?
That's fine. You know, as Pete said.
Teresa?
Same with me. I was supposed to be at that lunch, but that's fine.
Sandwich lunch. Dom?
Yeah, well, I, of course, have a lunch meeting, but I'll try and work around it.
Okay. Hirohata?
Noon is fine.
YJ?
Yeah, fine, but I'm not sure how... How did we get like this? Because like, you know, during this 1 hour, or like we may like leave earlier to take them to the city to prepare. Well, but you know, all of you.
Well, I think it'll kick it off. I think that's what we're hoping to do is the best we can.
It may run longer.
Richard?
No one's invited me to lunch, so I'm okay.
Victoria?
Could have joined us.
I'll bring this. I'll mention it on the IPC call tomorrow, and I'll just tell people that this is what
right.
For you.
And that suits you, Ted?
Yeah, that's fine because that way, even if our meeting is in the afternoon, if I need to stay on, I'll just stay on. The other two IPC reps will be at the meeting anyway.
Okay, John.
And we'll make a brown bag lunch.
That is. Yes. This is sorry, I had to walk away from the phone for a minute. So the time we're agreeing is lunch time.
Noon on Monday for a meeting with Jonathan to review the procedures for the Names Council.
Okay, Jonathan, I'm sorry, Dennis, with that I'm going to have to sign off. This is Ted.
Okay, Ted, thank you very much indeed. We got that done.
Look forward to seeing you all next week.
Indeed. And
bye-bye.
Thank you, Ted.
And I'll sign off as well.
Okay, Jonathan, thank you very much indeed.
Sure thing. Take care.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now. Hello? Somebody's having a conversation in the background there. Okay. Who do we still have on the call? Patricio? Philip?
Philip's still here.
Careful, son.
Oh, Patricio here.
Fine. Teresa? Teresa, you still here?
Still here.
Don?
Don will be right there.
Okay. Hirohata?
Yes.
YJ? Richard?
Present.
And Victoria?
Still here.
Okay, and Elizabeth?
Yes.
Right. All right. The agenda for the Names Council in L.A. We've already put two items, the chair of the Names Council with the paper from Teresa and the chair of the General Assembly. We proposed this process, we could review it in LA, but also people talked about the role of the chair of the General Assembly, and if we're going to put that on the agenda, we need some sort of short paper so that we have something to discuss.
Can I suggest that since the General Assembly meeting is in the morning, and we've asked that they put that on their agenda, that we just identify which points had come up there and continue the discussion on that?
I think that's perfect, yes. Who did we assign to actually notify the General Assembly? Elizabeth, did we ask you to notify the General Assembly?
Yes.
Of this request?
Yes, it can be. I will, Teresa, may I call you after the teleconference and just, you know, to have a correct English?
Yes, yes, of course.
Thank you.
Okay, now, other items for the Names Council meeting in LA.
Dennis, this is Richard. Based on the meeting on Monday afternoon, for lunch that is, we may want to continue the discussion informally about the proposals that the Brookman Center has provided us.
Yep.
And they want to adopt those as formal procedures from now on.
Right. So the procedures for the Names Council Brookman Center proposals.
Yes.
Okay.
We'll have the opportunity to test them and see how they work. So.
Live.
Okay, that's the third item.
Yes,
YJ, yes.
I have some questions about like this procedure rules. Is it like according to like the summary sheet about the chair of the Names Council, is the that chair is chosen by majority vote for a term of 6 months? And then do we start like to apply this from LA meeting, or when do we start to apply these rules?
If we adopt them, what's proposed by Jay is that we have a discussion on Monday, and we continue that discussion at the Names Council meeting on Tuesday, and we adopt some or all of the proposals. So, that discussion will take place on Monday, Tuesday, and then some or all of the proposals will be adopted. Well, we might reject some. We might say, oh, we don't like that, or we need to think about this a bit more, or whatever.
Thank you.
Okay. Now, I think you heard Richard there, did you? Did I?
No, it's Philip, I think.
Oh, Philip, I think it's Mark.
Yeah,
Philip,
yeah. Only looking at your items for today's agenda, one of which was organization of the NSO Ministry of Support for ICANN, which also raised a bit also in terms of an organization of the Names Council Secretariat and all that,
mm-hmm.
which may be an appropriate agenda item as well.
Okay.
If I could add to that, we may want to ask that the General Assembly address if they believe that they require some sort of secretariat function, in which case perhaps it's better to refer to the Names Council Secretariat as the DNSO Secretariat. It's going to make it more work, though, so we need to address how we're actually going to support that function.
Yes. Yes.
The question is how many secretariats we're talking about, I guess, isn't it?
Exactly.
Indeed. Indeed. A perennial topic that will almost certainly come up again is the individual domain name holders constituency. Do we want to put that on our agenda?
Dennis, it's my understanding that's something that's still before the ICANN board. Is that right?
I believe so. Do we have any views, and has it been referred to us?
I don't think it's been officially referred to us yet, no.
Well,
that is, we have not received a request from, let's say, the General Assembly or other constituencies to discuss the issue. So I don't know whether we should be discussing it before there's any sort of request to discuss it.
Okay.
That's just my view. There may be other views, though. So.
Do people have views on this?
I agree with Teresa. Since it's really presented to the board, and my reaction is just wait for their final decision here.
Okay, we have no views on it. Is that what you're saying, Kato?
That's right.
Okay, Anybody else want to comment?
Dennis is Richard.
Yeah.
I think we should like to clarify what the ICANN board, if they are doing anything with it. I believe. I think they've decided that their view at the time was there was no need to add another constituency. Judging from what the, despite the fact that the DA had not formally requested the Names Council to do anything, there's obviously a strong sentiment on the DA about the idea no.
Yeah.
So I'm actually torn about if we really want to add it to the agenda, because it might make things extremely active.
Well, the reason I put it on our agenda is that it seems to me that without the individual domain name holder constituency, we have a confusion in the General Assembly, and it's in effect becoming the individual domain name holder's constituency, the GA list.
That's a very good point.
And it's therefore very unstructured, and it might be very helpful to enforce structure by saying, no, the General Assembly, you know, is not the domain name holder, the individual domain name holder. That's why I think we need a discussion on the role of the general and role and structure of the General Assembly.
All right, so you're actually linking your two sort of points 5 and 6 there, which is the role of the GA and the role and this.
It's certainly confused in my mind.
That's right. We can separate the issue of including them as one of the constituencies, or they are always welcomes to the GA, right? So.
Sure.
And in that sense, I have no problem, talking about them as in a context of a General Assembly, but the issue whether we recognize them as an official, constituency is something up to the board. And, I have no position on this, and that's why I'm reluctant to, again, raise this issue in this manner at this point, other in a Names Council.
Well, okay, there doesn't seem to be any great interest in this, but I just point out that
again, I think Dennis, I'm agreeing with you quite strongly, actually. Now that you've alerted me to the possibility of that confusion, I think it would be useful for us as a Names Council to have a position, if we can come to that, on what we believe is meant, either by these two terms, or if we believe that they are one and the same. It might be useful clarification.
This is Teresa.
Teresa.
I agree that if we're doing this for clarification purposes of what the role and what the General Assembly is, that's very different than discussing the individual names holders as a separate entity. I think if we do discuss the General Assembly factor, we should just discuss what the role is, who's involved with it, and that it is not one single constituency of any sort. That it's a General Assembly. The issue of individual domain name holders, we all know that, yes, we need to clarify that the General Assembly is not it, but it also goes into the context of the at-large membership factor, which is it's just a much, much bigger issue, which I know the board's been grappling with, and I think wants to get the at-large into place before they start looking at adding another constituency. So I guess I'm agreeing with trying to clarify the role of the GA, but I don't think we should be having a discussion whether there should be an individual domain names holders group or not at this point.
Okay. Do people feel that that's a reasonable topic to have on the Names Council agenda, the role of the General Assembly, a clarification of the role of the General Assembly?
Yes, I don't see a problem in having, as the same agenda item, the role of the General Assembly, and the discussion involving indeed clarification of what might be a difference between what some people think of as an individual domain name holder's constituency and as the role of the at large. If you're only mirroring discussions the ICANN board, that might also be useful discussion anyway. I see it all as one topic.
Well, yes, Ted?
This is Richard.
Oh, sorry, Richard. Thank you,
Brian. I was wondering, is there a current mechanism now for the General Assembly to request the Names Council to look at a particular issue? I don't think there is, actually.
No, there isn't.
And that's part of that discussion, I think we should address those issues, and then when we have those functions and structures in place, then the General Assembly, if they have that, they would like the Names Council to address and then vote upon the issue of the IDNO, then we should do it then. So maybe focus on addressing this issue of how does the GA ask us to do work for them.
Keto, yes?
That's fine.
Okay. So there certainly is a discussion topic here on the clarification of the role of the General Assembly, function structures, and how it brings up topics to the attention of the Names Council. Okay. Anything else? What I have now on the agenda for the LA is the Chair of the Names Council, Chair of the General Assembly, a discussion on the Berkman Center procedures for the Names Council, administration support for the DNSO, clarification of the role of the General Assembly.
One question, Hiro.
Yes.
When are we going to discuss on the detailed procedure or even policy such as majority needed for electing or selecting 1 year GA chair by NC in the mailing list?
We've basically thrown that to the General Assembly to ask them to come up with procedures by, I think, the 19th of November, which we'll then consider over the following week.
Okay.
So we've given that as a sort of a first task to the General Assembly just to see if they can work on this one and come up with something sensible.
Mm-hmm.
So that's our discussion on that is after the General Assembly has come up with something in the week starting the 21st of November, I think.
Okay, thank you.
Okay.
Sorry, Dennis, what was the Names Council's deadline for considering the proposal from the GA on voting or on nomination?
I think, let me just look at my diary again.
Will we get it by, or the Names Council gets it by the 19th, and then it's the 26th, is it?
The 26th, yes, 1 week.
And then the election is actually on?
Nominations, more weeks.
Oh, two, okay, nominations, 2 weeks, and then the election is.
And then the election during 1 week, the week before Christmas week.
Okay, thank you.
Any other suggestions for our agenda for LA?
I have a question. Are we planning on having an open session or open question and answer session?
I would presume so, but
I wasn't there in Santiago, and I did the Names Council meeting move after that? I think it did, didn't it?
Well,
last hour or so.
It sort of went on for another hour, and there was some open session for those who are hardy enough to stay that long. The question and answer session is a very interesting one, and we can either leave it to the end, if we want one, we can leave it to the end, or if we really want to encourage, we might actually invite comments after each major topic. I have no suggestion one way or the other. What does the Names Council think?
For clarification, the meeting is held effectively in public, the contributions from the floor are only on invitation. Is that the start of the meeting?
That's the style of the meeting. It's an open observed meeting, but the participants, other than the Names Council participants, are only at the invitation.
Yeah. Dennis, just a comment. Perhaps if you have comments after each major topic, that may not, it sort of may drag the meeting out. It may be more difficult to get going on to the next topic. Just an efficiency question.
Yes, I do agree. But it's like watching paint dry, you know, watching somebody else have a meeting for 3 hours and then you're supposed to ask questions.
That's true, too.
This is not exciting and not participatory and, you know.
I think it would work if, if the chairman is sufficiently in control in terms of guillotining the time for questions and moving the agenda forward. It's very much a function of how the meeting is run, I think, then.
It would be very demanding on the chair, yes. Ted's gone, so why don't we lump Ted with this? Actually, why don't we discuss it at the Monday meeting with Jonathan and Ted?
Yeah, good idea.
This is Teresa. I just want to express my concerns here. I don't mind having a process similar to ICANN has where they have a board sitting and available to hold discussion and to have a meeting in that setting. But I do have some concerns about having a board meeting of the Names Council that is, it's in a public forum, but if we have it interrupted with questions after each issue, it's going to go on forever. The other thing is, I think it's going to cause the Names Council to get off focus on what it's discussing. So if we're going to do a Q&A of any sort, I would suggest that it's afterwards and limited in time. Or if we believe that that's not an alternative, that for the next physical meeting we explore having a Names Council meeting similar to what ICANN does, that it's an open public, you know, interactive kind of meeting, and then a separate Names Council meeting that can have observers. But to do the Q&As in between, in the middle, I just think it's going to create huge problems.
Well, I tend to agree with Teresa, and I was proposing it simply to get the discussion going.
Yes.
Can I suggest that we have, at least for this meeting, a Q&A at the end, which will be scheduled and have, let's say, 20 minutes at least, and consider the whole issue that you've raised, Teresa, at the Monday meeting with Jonathan and Ted, as part of our procedures.
Yeah, I think that's fine. I mean, you know, we should think about whether to do something similar to what ICANN does. Mm-hmm. You know, with they have everybody sitting up there and they do presentations, and you know, it's very interactive. I know we have the General Assembly meeting, but that's very different from sort of this public kind of meeting with the members.
Okay.
I agree completely, I think, with your suggestion. As an open question first, is the style of a meeting something that the Names Council has agreed upon, or has it been mandated upon us because we're following what the ICANN board chose to do? And do we choose the style of meeting in the communication, or has it been imposed upon us?
Well, we chose to have a meeting, and we chose to follow the openness guidelines by having it open in that people could observe what people say.
Right.
And we really haven't given any thought to whether we should go beyond that.
Yes. I think just looking at it from a communication point of view, I think, I mean, one indeed is sort of like the start of having an observed meeting is the same as national parliament, where any member of citizenship can observe proceedings there, and that's well and good. The second question really is communication and interaction with the General Assembly, with the public. And I think we also address ourselves in terms of what is the best way that communication can happen. And it may be we choose a different solution. I think it should be something that we discuss at some point.
Yep. And I've kicked it into the procedures discussion rather than to use this telephone conference.
I'm fine.
Well, actually, I wanted to make some suggestion about this procedure thing.
Yeah.
I guess that will be very efficient with the Addison time frame. This agenda is for maybe 10 minutes, or this agenda is for maybe 30 minutes or something.
Sure.
But otherwise, we might end up with some confusion, what Teresa said. And also another thing is, I really would like to suggest, recommend all of you people here, who wanted to make some proposal or whatever, or any specific agenda item in the future, please send some written form of the proposal. At least maybe until this is ready, Friday if possible, but at least I can read it in advance before to study what it's about, not to confuse any details. That would be very, very appreciated.
Well, Jay, I absolutely agree with you, and I would hope that this LA meeting is the last one where we're looking at the agenda on the fly at the last telephone conference. But again, this is a whole procedural issue which I think will become clear when we look at the Berkman Center proposals and when we discuss them on Monday and indeed on Tuesday.
Oh, yeah, thank you.
Yeah, but I absolutely agree with you. We must get things in good time so that people can consider and consult.
Yes.
The only other item that I have is the whole budget and finance issue. I mean, if we are going to talk about the DNSL secretariat, we can hardly do that without discussing the budget and finance and starting that discussion in LA. No objections?
Well, actually, prior to doing this, I was going to make it clear about, like, my former, like, proposal is, like, about sliding scale system. Actually, I kind of suggest this, like, during board election process, the teleconference, when that is myself and maybe the West Victoria Community or, like, Channel Rice Green or I cannot, like, remember who.
Yeah, sure.
I kind of, you know, it's not my personal view and it's kind of like the non-commercial constituency's view. So I basically agree that we would like to fundraise within our constituency, but it's going to be really hard for us to attribute, like, the same amount of money, just like, you know. So I really, you know, strongly wanted to consider some sliding scale system.
Okay. So let's put, as well as budget and finance, fundraising, where we consider the question of how the funds are raised, whether it is a sliding scale or what. Now, we do have one specific finance issue that I am quite concerned about, and that is that we are spending money at the moment. We have already agreed to pay for Santiago costs of about $10,000, if memory serves, and we have agreed to have the webcast of LA, which I think is costing another $8,000. And we did, in one previous telephone conference, discuss every constituency raising $5,000 as a sort of down payment on the funding to cover these costs. I would like to discuss this because I think this is a rather important question. And so really the fundamental question, are people prepared to provide some funds for this process?
Dennis, this is Victoria. This is one of the things I'll be asking the IPC to put on its agenda for tomorrow's call.
Okay.
From the IPC, we can't really give you anything more definitive right now.
Sure. Yeah, anybody else comment?
Dennis, this is Richard. I believe at least ICANN is expecting it was more than a discussion that was a commitment for each constituency to cough up that much money. For the registrars, we haven't actually figured the best way to do that, but I think we have we should commit to meet that.
Yeah, well, I certainly feel it's a commitment.
Definitely.
Yes, Felipe, I think this is something that I'm writing saying that on the business constituency that we agreed if that was the commitment and we were happy to go along with that. And I think your earlier question does raise a little the question of the way that we're moving with money and the idea that we're happily committing expenditure before money's in, which is not in accordance with the belief. I think clearly that we need to sort out early.
Well, I know that there is the question that YJ raises of the sliding scale and whether it should be equal funding going forward when we do have a budget and we're raising somewhat more money. But I felt that if the constituencies were not able to commit to $5,000 at this time, then we have a more fundamental problem. What I'm hearing is that CCTLD is the business constituency. Somebody else mentioned
registrars,
IP are considering it tomorrow.
Yeah.
Are willing are likely to be willing to make this commitment. Where do we stand? Is Don still there, or is Don gone?
No, I'm here, Dennis.
Yes.
Yeah, I have a particular issue on this, and it's a sensitive issue, and I'm sort of reluctant to bring it up, but I'm going to bring it up anyway. And I feel that
the board of ICANN chose to take a very strong stand about our representation in the GTLT constituency and limit us to one seat of the three seats in a normal constituency. And my sense is that that carries with it a responsibility to only fund one-third of what a normal constituency would fund. And so that's our opening position relative to that. And that may not be a very popular position, but it seems to me that you can't have it both ways.
Well, Don, I have no problem with that position, but my response again would be my response to YJ. That's a matter for when we're considering the larger question of raising $100,000 or $200,000 or $300,000 or whatever $100,000. What we're talking about right now is the $5,000 commitment, and I have
no problem with committing some upfront operating capital.
Fine. That's really the question, because I really am very, very uncomfortable in participating in a meeting where we're spending money and people around the table have not been prepared to put the money on the table.
I concur with you 100% based on my business experience.
Well, in this country, it's illegal to do that. Get yourself fired from all boards of all companies if you do that sort of stuff.
You have similar problems.
So,
this is Hero.
Yes, Hero.
Basically, ISPCP will commit. But in details, ISPCP plans to discuss this issue in L.A.
Absolutely. Absolutely. YJ, you're the only non-commercial on the telephone conference. Do you feel that the non-commercial, without prejudice to your future funding arrangements or your future proportion of the funding, can commit to raise $5,000 at this time?
Well, actually, that was kind of like the starting point of this writing skill system, because, I mean, probably $5,000 like this time might be okay. It would not be that much problematic, but, well, the point is, we might have more, like, you know, budget numbers, like, it could be 10, you know, maybe 1,000 or, like, maybe $1 million or something. But if we apply such kind of big numbers, I mean, this time if we just apply this like an equal system, next time you people might want us the same responsibility, and probably we'll face the big problem, not like this time. So that's why we kind of strongly urge the like application of writing skills system. Because of $5,000 at this time.
Well, and if I have to drop off, I apologize. It's Don.
Okay, Don, thank you very much indeed. Yes, YJ, I understand your position, but and my position on this is that the whole discussion of sliding scales is a future discussion, and that no commitment made now for the $5,000 will compromise that discussion. I mean, I have to tell you that I haven't been very successful in getting the CCTLD constituency to be positive about this $5,000, so I rather suspect that the .ie domain registry is going to have to find the $5,000. But nevertheless, my problem here at the moment is that we're spending money that we don't have, and I think we should all in good faith live up to the $5,000 commitment. And I agree, and if necessary, we should formally resolve that such a commitment does not necessarily mean that any future fundraising will be on an equal share basis. Would that satisfy you?
But the fact is, I really cannot just, you know, change our constituency's position, you know, at this specific teleconference, because that has been the resolution made by, like, our teleconference, like, 5 days ago. And right now, like, Captain and Raul are not here, so probably we'll consider this issue later, and then we will come up with our, like, the coordinated resolution rather than just my decision.
Okay.
And, like, well, one thing more, like, I'm not sure, like, how much, like, money do we need, like, for example, next year for the DNA to know?
We don't know.
Some people something for my SIP is like $300,000 or something. Is it going to be true?
Well, it could easily be. And if the General Assembly wants an administration committee as well, you know, who knows how much it is. There's a very substantial discussion to be had here. But anyway, so YJ, your position is that you're prepared to provide how much? $2,000,
$3,000.
$3,000. Okay, let me ask then, is that position from the non-commercials acceptable to the other constituencies? Victoria and Ted, well, Ted's got Victoria for the IP.
Well, I'm not too sure if I can at this point actually state an agreement or disagree that this would have to be something I think that we discuss on the call tomorrow.
Okay. That's fine. That's very reasonable. Richard, for the registrar?
I believe each constituency should try their best to see if they can gather the funds and then address how they're going to fund their own activities in the future. And I don't think we would really... If the non-commercial constituency determines that they're not able to pay, there's no way that I believe the registrar constituency should stand up and say, well, you better pay or we're not going to pay. That's not positive. So then if that's the case, then we should look, well, how do we meet those extra costs?
Yep. Hirohata?
Yes, I'm not sure whether SPCP can live with the discount.
Okay. Don is gone. Philip, Kato, or Teresa for the business community?
I might have to say something, it's Philip. I think I wasn't on the call when this commitment was first made, but I do think it raises an issue that if a commitment is made verbally on a call like this, at an early point, it's a concern if there seems to be some change in that position. That's a general point of principle that applies here, as it would anywhere. If what we're doing now is actually the commitment, then the process is fine and the question is different.
Well, to be more precise, we all agreed that we would attempt to raise $5,000 in order not to be in a position where we were spending money that we didn't have. But no one, of course, could give any commitment on behalf of the constituency at that time.
It was the best endeavors commitment.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
That's clear, and that's probably a good way to lead it.
Okay. Patricio, for the CCTLDs?
I really can't say, and I don't know if you, Dennis, can. We haven't discussed this issue of having different contributions from different constituencies.
Dennis, can I just add something quickly?
Yes, sure, Teresa.
Some of the constituencies after that conversation or that discussion had elections as well. I think with the business constituency, we can certainly raise it with them, and we will on a conference call or the next list. So I agree with Philip that, you know, if we have a commitment, then we have a commitment. I think we should separate out, as I think you were trying to do earlier, the $5,000 right now to cover expenses that we've had in the past and have in Los Angeles, and I think everybody is well aware of, with the actual budget, and to then work to come up with a realistic budget, because Elizabeth is doing all this for free right now, and we all know that's not really realistic to rely on and expect her to do. So let's just focus in on the $5,000 and then, you know, come out with a budget proposal for next year, and then all constituencies can circulate it and see if it's acceptable to have a sliding scale or not.
May I add one more thing?
Please, yes.
I of course agree with Philip and Teresa, and within our constituencies we haven't discussed this in detail for the future. But I have one observation on this. The way we set the council and the NSO and so on. I'm still very new about this, but we probably needed to think this more structurally. Whether we had all constituencies on the same amount of in the financial areas, and is that the basis of our right for doing equal right to do things? These are all related issues, and I pose as an open question to everybody that for the future, this financial, you know, sharing by different may be a, you know, issue, you know, relating to many other issues.
I am sure it will be, and I'm sure there will be quite polarized views, starting with the simple view that if you want to be at the table, you pay your share, to if you're poor, you should pay nothing, and if you're rich, you should pay everything, and Don DeLage should pay it all because he comes from NSI. I mean, there are going to be a variety, and that's a joke, by the way, of very polarized views on this, Kato, and it's going to be a very difficult discussion.
I know, and you know, I'm not, you know, saying that you know, where those who want who is not paying have no voice. I don't think it's fair, but still, I feel that there may be some you know, structural, you know, reasons how we can allocate you know, the burden.
Yeah. Okay. So, well, if we're going to have a discussion in LA on the budget and finance and fundraising, we probably need a working paper on the budget and on fundraising. Who's prepared to put something together?
Dennis, this is Richard. I believe we set up, I think, some... We had a couple of volunteers to look at the business plan before the elections, did we not?
We did.
I think I remember Kid something. He would look at the issue. And I don't recall remembering who else volunteered for it, but...
Did I volunteer for that? I don't remember.
Probably.
No, as far as I remember, like, we had issues like this budget program, and like Dennis and I volunteered.
I think YJ, you're right. I think I volunteered, and I think I circulated something very rough that came up to
me. Well, I think Ken didn't start it, yeah, so that's why we couldn't do anything. And then I just suggested, like, a writing skill system, and that. Nobody answered to this, and nobody said to start it yet.
Richard, since Ken isn't here, why don't we put this task on him?
well, that sounds fair to me.
well, I think YJ is right. I think Ken, YJ, and I were supposed to do something. I'll try and dig out the work I did and circulate it before I leave for LA.
Yeah, this is Teresa. That's my recollection as well, that we had... ask some people to start working on that and then put forward a suggestion.
Okay. Well,
I'd have to dig out the email as well to recall exactly how that went.
This is, of course, fortuitous memory loss on my part. Forget the things you don't like to do. Okay, I'll do that. Yes, please.
Just a question. I take what work you'll be doing is looking at the sort of fundraising side, however that might come about. Is there actually a cost budget that's been done by any of the ICANN administration?
No, and I will do both sides. I will kick off with a very loose budget and some statements on fundraising.
Okay, thanks.
I mean, it'll only be a straw man for discussion.
This is just a quick comment from Victoria. I was just looking at my notes from the September 30th teleconference, and that was what everyone was agreed on. Ken said he'd go ahead and start something, but he had a point that he asked some questions that he wanted to ask from Elizabeth and the Berkman Center. And then Emma Day had suggested Teresa, who was on the call at the time, and then Dennis, you said you'd volunteer instead of YJ.
Okay.
So maybe Ken was corresponding with the Berkman Center on this.
Okay. Richard, could you chase Ken on this one?
Sure. Let me try and grab him on that.
This is Teresa. I think that whatever budget is come up with, it has to be really, Elizabeth's input is going to be critical, just to get estimates on the cost of her time and the cost of basically her running what she's doing right now.
Right.
Unless she wants to volunteer this for the rest of her life. But
Elizabeth?
well, between 24th of December and January 1st, of course.
You want holidays before you even get negotiate your pay? Wait a minute, what's this?
At least compensation for the equipment and everything like that.
Yes.
If I was volunteered for that when I wasn't on the call, I'm happy to continue being volunteered for that. I leave that to everybody else.
Well, that was just Amadei had said that since he'd already done some work on this or you'd already considered it, I think you'd asked the GA, hadn't you? Yeah, I think you put an email out to the GA asking them for their suggestions.
Yeah, I had actually.
And Amadei, I think, was referring to that, saying that since you'd already started this, that maybe you've already put some thought into it. So
I
that's just my notes. You're not bound by them.
enthusiastically. The DA thought that some companies should just cover the cost of everything.
Well, I mean, this is the issue that we're going to be discussing. Everybody wants to be at the table and nobody wants to pay. And this really is going to be a tough issue. Okay, the relationship between the Mains Council and the DNSO elected board members, I have as an item we probably should talk about. Do we want to talk about it? Let me just find out, let me just review the things that we haven't talked about. We haven't talked about that. We haven't talked about, that's the only thing I think we haven't talked about.
Dennis, there's also, I believe, an interim report from Working Group C out. It's been posted recently.
Oh, Working Group reports, of course, should be on the agenda.
We have Working Group C, but we have also a report from Working Group E, the group working on outreach.
Right. And do we have a group on report on Working Group D, which is going to meet on Monday night, isn't it?
Some meeting on Tuesday night.
Tuesday night.
Yeah, Brett has circulated a draft within Working Group D, and which has gotten some comments that all occurred during the election process, which I need to take a look at now. And so I gather that we'll have a draft that will be discussed in Los Angeles that could then be posted.
Very good.
My hope.
Okay.
Need to catch up on that.
Good to hear, Dennis. Yeah. Perhaps going back to our agenda items, the Mains Council meeting in LA. Should not a regular feature on that be, albeit a very brief update from the relevant Mains Council co-chair for each of those work groups, and they even say no progress since the last report, as simple as that, but at least
yeah.
Have that as a regular chair.
Yeah, the Mains Council chair should report on the working groups.
And Dennis, this is again Victoria, just sort of as an offshoot of Philip's point, perhaps the Mains Council should in LA discuss procedures on what to do when a Mains Council co-chair is forced to resign for whatever reason in this case because he's elected to the board, or whether it's even appropriate anymore to have automatically as a co-chair a Mains Council member. Like there's just some backlash against that in Working Group B, I know, from Michael Plage. So I don't know if we have 5 minutes to discuss that now. Because there are people that would like to obviously take part in Working Group B as a co-chair. However, it just may cause a problem if that second co-chair will be another Mains Council member.
Okay, well, give us your view.
My own view? Well, the only view that I have really is from what's going on in Working Group B, which is that it seems that the participants there really don't want to see another Mains Council member just appointed, particularly someone who has not participated in the working group's activities from day one. And I was trying to explain to them that the last resolution the Mains Council made, I believe it was in San Jose, I think, but I couldn't quite find it in the minutes. I believe the idea was to have a Mains Council co-chair as sort of a liaison or a supervisory capacity person, which is what Jonathan's really been doing. And it was really the elected co-chair, in our case, Michael Pelage, who was doing the actual substantive work and then actually getting in there and running the election, putting out the questions and getting the discussion going. So I was trying to explain that's really what the Mains Council co-chair's rep or co-chair's duty would be, really, not to influence the process in any way, but it just seems that the working group participants don't seem to be too happy with that at this point. So I don't know how we should go ahead with that or whether it's even necessary really to have the Mains Council to participate in that particular context or at least call it something other than a co-chair, or call it a liaison or call it a committee rep or just something, but not a co-chair. Because that indicates to all the participants the Mains Council is not only voting on policy recommendations made to it by the working group, but also participating in formulating that policy. So.
Do people have thoughts on this?
We can't. Maybe we can leave it till LA. I don't know. It depends, perhaps. Maybe it's just sufficient to say at this point the Working Group B does not need another co-chair. If we can maybe just vote on that or have some sort of agreement on that, maybe that's sufficient until LA.
Well, my instinct says that if the Names Council insists and tries to participate in everything, first of all, it puts a huge burden on Names Council members, and secondly, it establishes the precedent that the way the Names Council gets informed is by participating, rather than by requiring documented reports.
Yes, I tend to agree.
And I would be much happier if we let working groups run away with themselves, get themselves organized, come up with a report, but be very demanding that a report should have an analysis of the problem and an exploration of options and the strengths and weaknesses of various and recommendations and so on. So it's a structured communication with the Nails Council rather than necessarily everybody participates in everything.
Well, I think at the time, and again, I think it was in San Jose, I mean, I was there, I should remember, but I think that's what the Nails Council was discussing, that at the time there really were no procedures in place for working groups, and I think everybody up there was just undergoing a tremendous amount of criticism, particularly in view of Working Group A, that there was nothing in place. I think that's why it was felt that it was necessary to have a Nails Council member there just to keep things moving or step in if there were problems.
Yeah.
But maybe the working group procedures evolved a little bit beyond that point to the extent where they're actually functioning. They can make their own procedures. They know how to set themselves up. They're actually getting results. And maybe you don't need this kind of insight.
What do people think?
I just got thrown out. So I had a missed bit of a conversation earlier. I understand you're talking about the concept of co-chairs for working groups and how things may move on from there. I saw the function of the whatever subject a working group covers is likely to be something that is an issue of particular and great interest. Therefore, my understanding was that there was bound to be at least one person on the Nails Council, probably more, who would anyway be participating in that group. But in order that doesn't happen by chance, the idea of having a co-chair who is a Nails Council person could come up. Seems to me to be a reasonable approach in terms of formalizing, if you like, information flow into the Nails Council about what's happening there without there being any other sort of issue grabbing involved. Is that the concept that it means?
I think it was, Philip. It's just, I think that's exactly what the concept was. I just think that there are people in working groups, and again, specifically working group B. That's all that I know about at this point because we have this problem with Johnson having to step down.
Yeah.
I think the perception among the participants is more that the Nails Council is, despite the fact we try to tell them, they don't see this as sort of a liaison role or an informing the Nails Council of what's happening role. They see it more as the Nails Council trying to barge in and then take over. So perhaps it's just sufficient to rename it and not call it a co-chair. Just have a Nails Council liaison person. But at the same time, my needs to be given some sort of guidance right now as to what to do with whether he can wait till LA with this or before we make an announcement that Johnson stepping down or what, because people obviously will be concerned, and he is trying to maintain, in his words, a very tenuous peace among the somewhat volatile working group team members. So he's actually making progress. So this is a really stupid issue to sidetrack the whole working group B process with.
I don't see any harm in the Nails Council saying, well, we are the Nails Council. We got here by an electoral process. These are work groups within the DNSO, and therefore some sort of formalised role is appropriate. Otherwise, I think it's it can ultimately damage the information flow, damage the way the Nails Council deals with issues. And it just struck me as being an eminently sensible process.
Mm-hmm. This is Teresa. I just want to get in line.
Yes, please, go on.
I agree with Philip's comments. I think in addition to the information flow factor during the interim period, one of the reasons there was a Nails Council person put was to make sure that sort of under the quote that the buck has to stop someplace, somebody has to take responsibility, that there was a connection with the working group to make sure things were moving forward. Now that we're seeing that they're moving forward, and I mean, as co-chair of working group B, I do sort of just liaison as far as information goes. I don't get involved in the details of the substantive work. I help in whichever capacity, but it's really the co-chair that was elected who's doing the work and all that kind of stuff. So maybe we should rename it and call it liaison or whatever, because I think it is important, to feed the information into the Nails Council, input into the working group, and also assist with other things like setting up the meetings and various other factors. I don't think we should not have a Nails Council person involved with every working group. I think that's going to be needed to help move this process along. If we want to clarify that their substantive involvement is more limited,
that's fine. I think with most of the co-chairs, it is limited anyway, just by the nature of the fact that the working groups are working on their own pretty well.
It seems to me that we have sort of a rough consensus emerging that we should rename the Names Council contact person to the Names Council liaison rather than the co-chair. That seems to fit the actual role better and meet the requirements of the Names Council.
Okay, I have no problem with that. I think that's a suggestion as well.
Can I just ask a question? How do Names Council members feel about the co-chairs being involved in the substantive work? Should they not be involved? Should they just guide? It's something we've never really talked about, but I'd be curious. It's evolved in one direction, but I'd be curious how members feel about that.
Go ahead, yes.
Richard, I was wondering if I haven't had a chance to actually read the entire Brooklyn report yet. So is there a section on working groups in there? Has anyone read it, actually?
Not yet.
And if there's no section there, actually, that's something that the working group or committee ERD, I think, was going to come with some input on. I don't think the Names Council should have to do all the policy work and then vote on it as well. And it'd be kind of nice to have a fresh view if I'm looking at a proposal that I spent most of the time writing, then I'm obviously going to have an opinion one way or the other about it.
Well, that's exactly the problem that the working group B seems to be trying to voice, that they're afraid that this is what this would mean, even though, I mean, they can see from the discussion list that Jonathan has not been participating in that, and he's been closely coordinated with Michael Blage. But I guess they're concerned that if he now leaves and just another Names Council member is appointed automatically in his place, so I don't know, they just don't like it.
Victoria, you started to buzz furiously.
Oh, is that me?
Yeah, well, I think it is you.
Oh, I'm sorry. Shall I call back?
Well, would you mind?
No, I'll call back.
Okay. That might, of course, be you, Victoria.
The response to Teresa.
Yes.
Is that I don't think you want to if a Names Council member has a very strong opinion or has some skills that would help the working group come to a decision, and they should be able to participate. So we shouldn't restrict somebody from participating.
I think we should
also demand that we're going to be in the Names Council be involved in every single working group decision and process.
Victoria?
I'm back. Is
it wasn't you.
What?
It wasn't you.
Oh, okay.
Sorry about that. Okay, it seems to me that we have a two-step process here. First of all, I think that we should probably change the name to liaison so as to and insist that there is a contact point on the Names Council for each working group. And secondly, I think we should look at the whole procedures for working groups as part of the Berkman Center discussion on Monday and ongoing. Would that satisfy the Names Council?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay,
good.
That's
fine.
Okay.
Dennis, we also have the issue if we want to include working reports.
Yes. I'd assume that we had that by assent. Yes, and the proposal is that each as a standing item on the Names Council agendas, physical meeting agendas, that either the liaison or co-chairs, or indeed the chairs, be asked to make a brief report to the working groups. What do people think?
Good idea. That was my suggestion, so I hope I got this recorded.
Okay. Patricio? Cato?
Thank you.
Yep. Cato, which would you prefer, the liaison to report or the actual chairs to report?
A liaison.
The liaison, okay. Teresa?
I'm fine.
Don's gone. Hirohata?
Aye.
YJ?
Yeah, liaison is fine.
Okay. Richard?
That's fine. I think if the working group wants to have the chairman present, then they should be able to do that.
Okay. Victoria?
Yes, I agree with Richard as well, that it should be either the chair or the liaison.
Okay, Ted?
Not here.
Okay. Oh, yes, of course he's gone. Sorry, I've lost track. No, I agree too. I think either the chair or the liaison should report it, and it should be a standing item on each of the Ames Council meetings. We're really done. The only thing I have is the relationship between the Ames Council and the elected board members, but we're running out of time, and I've got to pump that to the list for discussion. Is that okay? Oh, anyway, the call is falling apart. There's a huge echo and a buzz now. I can barely hear anybody.
Okay, Dennis, perhaps you should just circulate what you just said on, you know, continue on the email.
I will. I actually, it's part of a response to Jonathan, and I'll circulate that. And, okay, talk to you again.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Good day.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Thank you, everybody.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.